So, this led to the spread of the English language. English went all over the world because with the English, when they colonized, they introduced their language. If you wanted to work with the British, you had to learn English. So the people in these countries began to learn English. And we get the creation of new varieties of English. So we get Australian English, New Zealand English, South African English, Canadian English, American English starts to... So new varieties are being created. Of course, this is not a one-way process. This is a two-way process. So when the British went to these other countries, they also found things they had never seen before. And they began to borrow words from other languages. So, for example, I've got this picture. From the Indian language, Hindi, we have the word bangles. Okay, this entered the English language. Canada was the fur trade. They went there to kill beavers, to make top hats. And they traveled down the rivers in... What's this picture in the top left corner? Canoe. It's a canoe. So this word entered the English language. Many, many words entered the English language at this time. Words like pajamas came from Hindi. Mosquito came from the Americas. Canoe. And what's interesting is that these words have traveled around the world. So maybe, for example, the word bangle entered the English language, but then it was borrowed by other countries. So I don't know about in your countries. Do you say pajamas? Yeah, so it's done a journey from here to England and then maybe to other countries. So words began to travel around the world. So the time of the British Empire was a huge expansion of the English language to other countries and a huge intake of words from other languages. From Australian English, we have words to do with the flora and fauna that they found there. So kangaroo, koala, all of these words entered the English language as well. Also, this time was a time of trade. The British were trading with the Arabs, with the Dutch. So many words from Arabic and Dutch also entered the English. And I'm sure there's quite a lot of Arabic speakers here. I'm sure you're aware of Arabic words in the English language. Are you aware of? Can you give me some examples? Alcohol, yeah. I guess any word with AL in the front is going to come from... I heard that the word crimson, the colour red, crimson, is an Arabic word, apparently. Is that right? How do you say in Arabic, crimson? Huh? Okay. So this time of expansion, there's a lot of trade going on. So lots of contact with different people. Similarly, the Dutch were great traders, and there are lots of words from Dutch as well. Okay. So we said that all empires rise and fall. The Roman Empire rose and fell, and the British Empire also had its day. To be replaced... So the Industrial Revolution, very important. Britain was not only exploring different countries, but it was also the leading industrial and trading nation in the world in the 19th century. And a lot of major developments in science and technology came from Britain. So, for example, the steam engine was invented by Stevenson or what? Which one is it? Anyway, a British man invented the steam engine, and the steam engine transformed life. Before that, you had to use horses or people. With a steam engine, you had steam to power machines, so you could start producing in large quantities. And with this technology, it also led to the spread of the English language, because other countries in the world wanted access to this knowledge, to this technology. So they would send people to Britain to learn about the technology, but also to learn the language. So it was a very important fact in the spread of the English language at this time. And the colonies still expanded as well. And in 1844, we see work beginning on the Oxford English Dictionary. So during this time of the Industrial Revolution. And there are over 500,000 words in the Oxford English Dictionary, which show us the extent to which words have been borrowed from other languages. And the Oxford English Dictionary is continually being updated because the English are not conservative about their language. In times, as I said before, we have tried to protect our language, but generally we are open to new words. And so it's always being updated. So, for example, have you read Bridget Jones or seen Bridget Jones? Nobody? But words from that film have entered the English language. So, for example, bad hair day has become a phrase in the English language. Some from Homer Simpson, the expression "der" has entered the English language. So during this time, we get the birth of this dictionary to record all the words that are entering the English language, and that's continually being updated even today. So Industrial Revolution is technology, and it's people who want to get that technology want to learn English. So it's leading to the spread of the English language. So he said, the British Empire started to decline, but as it declined, we get a new empire. Well, they don't like to say an empire, but the American power begins to grow. And this is particularly economic power, so many multinational companies start in America. And this means that American English becomes very, very important. And I'm sure that probably a lot of you in your schools have actually studied American English, not British English. No? Some of you?